1-2. Swing and a miss. Escobar goes down on that changeup away, and that is the ball game.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
The Houston Astros win their seventh in a row, and they have taken the first two games in Kansas City, winning tonight 13-5. And welcome back, Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros take on the Kansas City Royals. And the Astros come in looking for the sweep, Jeff, because of an offensive explosion, scoring 13 runs in back-to-back ball games. First time the Astros have done that in 16 years. I know this has to be fun for you to watch.
Well, we've played so many close games this year that it's nice to get to a point where we feel like we've got some breathing room. Although with this team, you never know. This ballpark, there's something about this ballpark and George Springer. It's a good match.
Yeah.
We swept him here a couple years ago when George just gotten called up, and obviously had a big night the other night, and Altuve last night. And our guys like hitting here. It's a good hit. It's a good hitting park when it's warm like it is right now.
And a much anticipated call up with A.J. Reed, big first baseman for the Astros, in the middle of a six-game winning streak at that time. Tell me about the timing and why you guys look to bring A.J. into this lineup.
I always anticipated sometime around June A.J. would be ready. We wanted him to face a lot of left-handed pitching down there and feel comfortable and get on a roll. And he had hit five home runs in the past couple weeks and was really seeing the ball well, facing both lefties and righties. And, you know, the reality is he took really good at-bats last night. He didn't have a lot to show for it. He had a walk and an RBI, but he put the ball in play hard, and I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think he's ready. I think he's ready for this level, and I think he's a guy that could be a cornerstone of our lineup for many years to come.
You know, I think sometimes we take Jose Altuve's greatness for granted, and it seems like each year he just raises his game a little bit more, and last night saw him with a four-hit game. I mean, really, the only weakness we found in him is that when he's trying to get a triple for the cycle, he's not able to do it. He falls down at second base like he did last night. But, I mean, it's really easy to just kind of take a guy like that for granted and all that he brings.
It is. This guy is the heart and soul of our team. There's no question about it. We've got a lot of colorful characters on this team. We've got a lot of good talent on this team. But, you know, without Jose Altuve, we're not the team that we are right now. And the energy that he brings to the ballpark every day, every time he comes up to bat, he's trying to do something to help the team win. And the fact that he has changed his game and increased his output as much as he has this year, even starting at such a high level, is really incredible.
At what point, because, I mean, you inherited Altuve. He was already here when you took over as GM. At what point did you think, I mean, you know, he was already a good player. At what point did you think, you know what, this guy has a chance to be a special player?
You know, the reality is I've always thought he could be a special player, but he's exceeded my expectations year in and year out. You know, we gave him an extension the year after he got called up. And he was having just an okay year the year we gave him an extension. And I'm glad we did, because he's going to be with us for another 4 years. And he's one of the best players in the game and does so much to help our team win. And he doesn't, like you said, he's going to be an all-star again this year. He'll probably win the Silver Slugger and maybe even a batting title again. But he doesn't quite get the recognition that he deserves. I think this guy needs to be in the discussion for MVP. I really do.
Yep. Another guy that's exceeded expectations is somebody that you went out and targeted in the offseason, Doug Fister, who's pitching for the Astros today. And they've won each of his last 10 starts. You couldn't imagine him being this good. But what did you target and what did you see in him to sign him?
Well, we knew the guy was capable of being a very good top-of-the-rotation starter in the major leagues because he's been that before. He's coming off a bad year. And the reality is I figured that you put Doug Fister, who has a combination of pitches and good command, together with Brent Strom, and something great might happen. And the reality is, you know, Brent Strom not only can work with guys that have high velo and electric stuff, he's really good at working with guys that need to tinker just a little bit to get back to where they were. And I think we're seeing a combination of that. Fister's obviously done a lot of work himself, but our coaching staff has done a great job of helping him.
More with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
Craig Biggio, the Astros' first wire-to-wire Hall of Famer, started his career on this day, June 26, 1988. He was involved in the offense, but his defense at catcher may have been more important in his debut game. Running buddies Jim Deshaies and Larry Anderson combined on a four-hitter, and the Astros beat the Giants 6-0. So Biggio's first game behind the plate was a shutout. He was batting eighth in the lineup, and he flied out to center field in his first at-bat in the Dome. In the fourth, he drew a walk, stole second base, and scored his first run. The next time up, he struck out, so he ended up going 0-for-2 with a stolen base and a run scored. Biggio got his first hit 3 days later against Cy Young Award winner Oral Hershiser.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
And welcome back once again, joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow. Well, the Corpus Christi Hooks are playing their final game of their first half of the season today against Frisco, and the All-Star game will be for the Texas League will be Tuesday in Springfield, Missouri, and there will be 8 Corpus Christi Hooks on that team. Winning the first half, just a phenomenal year, phenomenal half of the year so far for that Corpus Christi club, and obviously some of those guys getting a chance at higher levels now.
They certainly are. This is a team. There have been a couple really good teams since I've been here with Houston, and this is one of them. These guys are exceptional. It's too bad we can't keep them together all year, because I have a feeling that they would run the table in the second half and win the championship easily. And the AA championship is the one ring I don't have in my years as a baseball
really?
Executive.
Wow.
But I'm not going to be selfish about it. We're going to allow a couple guys to move up. They deserve the promotions. We're not going to announce it until after the All-Star game, but because we want the kids to focus on that. But there will be some guys moving up, and it'll be well-deserved.
Big signing this week. We got a chance to meet him at Minute Maid Park. Forrest Whitley, the first rounder that you guys selected with the 17th pick. We know about the stuff, but what's the plans going forward?
We don't want him to throw a lot this year, but we do want him to get involved in pro ball and understand what it's all about. You know, it's a big difference going from Alamo Heights in San Antonio to the Gulf Coast League, but we want him to get indoctrinated to understand what our system's all about, throw some innings, maybe get a chance to get under the lights at some point before the year is over and then come to instructional. I was really impressed. I hadn't spent time with the player himself. I had spent time with his family. Obviously, our scouting department had. When he came to sign the other day, I was really impressed with his maturity, and I think he's just going to be really special.
So we have the draft picks getting signed. The short season leagues are getting underway, which are mostly filled with guys who were just drafted. And when you get a new guy into the system in June, how do you tend to approach as a staff making adjustments? Because most guys, there's some adjustments that need to be made, some changes that may need to be made. Do you prefer to wait until after they get through their short season and then go through that?
In general, yes. We wait for them to come to us, and our staff does a nice job of evaluating and understanding what things might work. But in general, these guys are here because they were successful in amateur baseball, and we don't want to change them right away. You know, there have been cases of players that our coaches, both here in Houston as well as when I was in St. Louis, coaches wanted to change right away. And I'm really glad they didn't, because with those certain hitches in the swing or certain aspects of the delivery ended up being a key part of what made them successful and got them to the big leagues.
Jeff, you guys have a tremendous insurance piece down in AAA Fresno. And it's a 29-year-old. He's a right-handed pitcher who's just dominated the AAA level. And that's a high level, and it's a tough place to pitch. And we're talking about James Hoyt. You got in that trade with Evan Gattis from the Braves a couple of years ago. The question I want to ask is, obviously, I mean, you want that insurance down there, but does it make it a little bit more enticing as you get into this trade deadline and give you a little ease in knowing that you have that piece down there and maybe dealing somebody?
I think so. I mean, anytime you have depth, that's the area you want to deal from. But the reality is we see James Hoyt as a guy that can really participate in the back end of a really good bullpen on a contending championship caliber team. We're just fortunate. A lot of the credit has to go to our sports science team here, sports medicine team, because they have kept our players healthy, not only here in the big leagues, but in the minor leagues. And it's very rare to have a team with nobody on the DL most of the year. And knock on wood, let's hope it continues. But you know, you've got to have those guys there because it could change from one day to the other. But James Hoyt is a guy that we certainly are anticipating coming up to the big leagues and helping this club this year, and he'll make a difference here.
Jeff Luhnow, Astros General Manager, always good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Let's keep it going.